It is now our home. The main image is a photograph of the immigrant grandmother's mural. The huge mural along the East Boston Greenway was painted by the mayor's mural crew in 2017 using photos submitted by East Boston residents. As the name indicates, it shows grandmothers of many ethnicities. Several are baking. One carries flowers. Home goods cover a table in the foreground. The mural celebrates the lives and legacy of the women who built East Boston's predominantly immigrant community. For almost 200 years, East Boston has been home to waves of immigrants. Many fled famine, poverty, persecution, violence, or natural disasters. But each immigrant's story is unique. While some carried few possessions, a few came with degrees. All brought hope, courage, and determination to build a better life, especially for their children. Each group created a community within East Boston, easing the challenging transition to the U.S. "Everyone looked out for each other," recalls Marianne. "Having all our family here made it easier for my aunts and uncles," explains Yesenia. "I fell in love with the neighborhood, where many people speak Spanish," adds Eugenia. Bodegas, bakeries, restaurants offer foods reminiscent of home. The close-knit enclaves have also helped immigrants continue cherished cultural traditions. "I want my kids to always know where we came from," is a widely shared sentiment. Some newcomers stay in East Boston a short while, but many families put down deep roots and have remained here for generations. There are several small images on the lower panel of the sign. On the far left are two older black and white photos, one above the other. On top is a studio photograph of Irish natives Deborah Bresnahan Callahan and John Henry Callahan. Both are in their senior years and dressed in formal attire. Neither is smiling, as was common in photos of the time. Mrs. Callahan looks quite stern. Mr. Callahan looks tired and somber, the look accentuated by his large drooping mustache. Not long after they arrived in Boston from Ireland, Deborah and John met at a Sacred Heart Church picnic and married a year later, in 1876. The family stayed in East Boston for several generations. Below the Callahans is a 1950s passport photograph of Joseph and Gracia D'Antona. Their heads are touching. Mr. D'Antona is wearing a suit and tie. At the time, women could be added to their husbands' passports. Born in Italy, the D'Antonas first lived in Boston's North End before moving to East Boston. They bought a triple-decker, which they shared with their daughters' families. To the right of the two portraits is a 1912 photograph of the immigrant house on Marginal Street. It had been founded in 1888 by the Women's Home Missionary Society to provide immigrant services. The five-story brick building still stands, but no longer serves that purpose. Today, Centro Presente and the East Boston Community Council are two of several organizations that support immigrants. Next is a photograph of the Most Holy Redeemer Catholic Church in East Boston. The front doors are open and parishioners are leaving after Sunday Mass. The church, founded by Irish immigrants in 1844, now offers daily Masses in Spanish. Houses of worship, including synagogues, a Buddhist temple, and a mosque, have provided immigrants with a spiritual home and social community. The far right image is a photograph taken during Hispanic Heritage Month on Boston City Hall Plaza. Children wearing vibrant traditional costumes from Colombia, Peru, and El Salvador pose on the steps after having performed at the city event. They are part of the Veronica Robles Cultural Center. VROCC teaches, promotes, and celebrates Latino cultures to bring people together.